Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing, Gabrielle?
Doing fine. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, I'm well. You're the first to arrive, so we're waiting.
Oh, okay.
Are you recovering from the storms?
Yes, sir. I had very minimal damage. And the ice storm, I really didn't have any issues at all. Didn't lose electricity. I had water, but you know there was no pressure for a while. But at least it was. I didn't have any broken pipes or anything. So.
Baruch Hashem.
Supposed to come and replace my window tomorrow, so that'll be. I'll still have one thing left from the storm, from the hurricanes to take care of. One, big thing, but nothing major. When you look around here, it's minimal compared to what I see.
I understand. People seem to be sleeping through this class.
Maybe so. Maybe everybody's busy.
It could be that too.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Gedula Chemin Ha, Ati, Ra. Gimel Yutat Sadi. Avatinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Acharenu Nora.
Has joined.
Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Parnasa and healing. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tami Gamle Betet Resh Tzadi Taf Gemel. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Netzach and its essence of eternal victory or eternity. Hasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adata Et Kuf Bet Et Nunayan. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Ku. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumo Shinkufal Tadiyuta. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Malchut and its essence of manifestation and kingship. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim v'rav chesed v'emet notzer chesed la'alafim noseya on wafesha v'chata'ah v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. This verse comes from Parashat Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29. And we will first say the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudshabriku Ishkinte Bidkubu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'sok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Elohino Elena Masai Adenu Kunene Elena Masai Adenu Kunenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nandukucha Berichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Yovada Dikshot Beleid Lach Mila Bialma Divaye Barnash Ladakh Ya Leya Mina
has joined
Kalana Dehakuru Ovada Ikshot Inun Wikola Itsirif Bi Alma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study a verse from the Tanakh. It's from 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 10. This verse has the same energy as peace in the Middle East. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Israel. Untati vishakam tahta willo yargaz. Od willo yosifu. Bene avlala anoto kasher barishona. The year 5781, our current year, has the energy of redemption. In order for the redemption to manifest, the children of Israel need to be prepared. One of the ways we prepare is by studying a verse. The verse that we study that connects to the energy of redemption is from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Wegamitam Wegam mehem ekach lakohanim lalevim amar Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo wahe dawanu heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka heta eza yo ala da la awa he he ya yo za la me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la. Nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he. Re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa'ala areyo, ashila meyo he. Wahe wa danu yo, he he shi ame me. Nunu a nu yo ta, me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la, he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he pe. Anu wa he me he yo. Da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzadikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo me he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa me la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he ta. Yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he zare. Wahe be yo ahe ala wa me zayo. Gahe be me kako ala ahe he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he be. The Sadiqim who left this day, the 18th day of Adar. Rabbi Dovid of Dinov. Rabbi Meir Yechiel Chaldishtok. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. Rabbi Yehuna Greenwald. Rabbi Shmuel Engel. Rabbi Yitzhak Kalish. He's known as the Amshinover Rebbe. Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Yofen. Please cover your eyes as we prepare to say together. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Yoheh, Adanu Yo, Yo Ahedawanu Heyo, Eloheinu, Adonai Yoheh, Adanu Yo. Yo aheda wanu heyo. God. The ahavta et Adonai. Yo hey wa hey adanu yo. Yo aheda wanu heyo. Elohecha b'kol levavcha, u'v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol meodecha, v'chayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha ha'ayom. Alevavecha v'shinantam, levanecha v'dibarta bam, v'shiftecha, Bevetecha, uvlechtecha vaderech uvshachbecha ukumecha, ukshartam liod al yadecha, v'chayu letotafot bein einecha, uktavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha. We will now use the Ani meditation to climb the tree of life to locate the status of our class tonight. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yohe. Yo aheni wa yohe. Yo aheni wa yohe. Yesod. Yo ahuni wu yohu. you ahuni woo yo hoo. You ahuni woo yo hoo. Ode. You ahuni woo yo hoo. You ahuni woo yo hoo. You ahuni woo yo hoo. Netzach. Ye ahini we yo he. Ye ahini we yo he. Ye ahini we yo he. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Gevura. Ye ach ni we yo. Ye ach ni we yo. Ye ach ni we yo. Chesed. Ye aheni we yo he. Ye aheni we yo he. Ye aheni we yo he. Bina. Ye aheni we yo he. Ye aheni we yo he. Ye aheni we yo he. Achma. Ye aheni wa yo ha. Ye aheni wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Ya ahani wa yo ha. Tonight our class is the Writings of the Ari. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row 14, the left, second column from the left, when you open up to the landing page, which is the Writings of the Ari, please scroll down to the Parasha of Itisa. And underneath that Parasha, you will find a link to the Golden Calf Fixing the Mixing. That will be our class this evening. We will start with a L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud Kudshabarichu Ishkinte Bibhilu Urchimu Udgilu Udgilu Urchimu Le'akda L'Shem Yudhei Bavavhei Beyichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. The Kabbalah expounds the mystical background of the golden calf. In order to understand the incident of the golden calf, we must understand what was the intention of the Erev Rav, the mixed multitude, in making this calf at this point. As the sages note, and I am adding, from the Zohar and Talmud, it was the mixed multitude of non-Jews that accompanied the Jews in their exodus from Egypt who instigated the idolatry of the golden calf. I have already informed you in my comments on the verse, and there arose a new king over Egypt about the idea of the mixed multitude, in particular, and how they were derived from the impurities and the pollution of the soul of Moses, whose soul was derived from the dot of Zeranpin itself, which is in turn derived from the mentality of Abba. Moses' soul was derived from Dat, which means that he was an expression of the idea of taking the intellectual idea and translating it into personal relevance, producing emotional responses and practical expression. The fact that Dat is informed by the mentality of Abba means that it is the new revolutionary initial divine insight that seeks to be made relevant and to change reality. But any initial, insight appears in consciousness together with an admixture of impurity in the form of illusions and deceptions, which have to be clarified out of the raw material of the insight via the process of Bina. Moses' error was in not recognizing these aberrations in the insight granted him for what they were thinking, that they could be incorporated and elevated into the picture. In material reality, this was expressed as his inclusion of the mixed multitude in the Exodus. I am adding, the above two paragraphs of commentary by the translators do not make sense to me. This does not mean that they are wrong, only that I do not understand the words being used. Lavan, the Aramean, was reincarnated as Balaam. Elsewhere, the Arizal explains that the mixed multitude was indeed meant to be elevated eventually, but Moses tried to do this prematurely. This is evidently a classic example of the Baal Shem Tov's teaching that every process of spiritual growth must proceed through the three stages of submission of the ego in order to gain new insight. Separation between good and evil in order to refine and purify the insight, and sweetening of the impure elements of the insight with the power generated by the pure, refined insight. Moses was trying to skip the middle stage of this process, the separation of good and evil. And I am adding, this three-step teaching is being used by modern Kabbalists to integrate many teachings from other spiritual paths back into kosher Orthodox Judaism. In my opinion, that is premature also. It will depend on the physical manifestation of Mashiach, which will happen after Mashiach consciousness manifestation. Nonetheless, they still contained an admixture of sparks of holiness, and this is why Moses exerted all his energy to gather the mixed multitude under the wings of the divine presence, that is, to convert them to Judaism. We find a similar phenomena with Balaam, about whom our sages said, "And there arose no prophet in Israel like Moses." This implies that no such prophet arose in Israel, but among the other nations of the world, one did arise, namely Balaam. Balaam was thus somehow a fallen version of Moses. And I am adding, my understanding is very different than the translator's comments. Balaam is not a fallen spark of Moshe. Moshe and Balaam are repositories for all souls with affinity to their soul. According to the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, as recorded in our teachings from the book, You Are Who You Hate, all people will eventually grow spiritually to become children of Israel and connect to the repository within the soul of Moses. Obviously, when that happens, Moses will become Adam HaRishon. The meaning of fallen sparks may also be the human souls that have connected to the negative system, since all souls will eventually be connected to Moshe. I have also informed you in my comments on the verse, "And Rachel stole her father's teraphim," that Lavan the Aramean was reincarnated as Balaam, the
has
son
joined.
Of Beor. For Beor was Laban's son and Balaam's father. This whole family was derived from the one common source that we have mentioned. They were all impurities from the soul of Moses. This includes Laban, Beor, Balaam, and Balaam's two sons, Unas and Umbrus, that are mentioned in the Zohar. Therefore, they were all great magicians. And sorcerers, without equal anywhere in the world in any generation. If Moses embodied the power to take divine insight and make it relevant, we may assume that magic is a perversion of this power. Magic is the combining of disparate forces in nature that appear at first unconnected and unrelated, and harnessing them to produce results. This is possible only if the one attempting to manipulate these powers possesses some inkling of the fact that everything is indeed related somehow and can therefore be connected. Magic simply takes the insight of unity and ignores the divine essence. The idea that everything is corrected is derived in its source. The idea that everything is connected is derived in its source from the divine insight that God created everything and sustains everything. And thus everything in the world is an expression of his power and is meant to express his presence. So the perversion of magic simply takes the insight of unity and ignores the divine essence of this unity. I am adding, while the above paragraph may be true, the divine essence needs to be included even in the utilization of some aspects of the spiritual system. The major essence of magic is a desire to receive for oneself alone, consciousness by the practitioner. Thus, these souls who were derived from the admixture of impurity in Moses possess something of his insight into the unity of creation, but either ignored it or could not divine the divinity underlying this unity. They therefore possessed great magical powers. Now, I have already informed you in the Gate of Reincarnation, as well as in my discussion of the mitzvah of grace after meals, how souls transmigrate progressively through the four kingdoms, starting in the mineral, then to the vegetable, ultimately to the animal, and finally to the human. I told you there also that there is a fixed time for their incarnation into each of these levels, after which they ascend to the next level. Now, the time fixed for being incarnated into the vegetable kingdom is the first 4 months of the year, which are Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and Tammuz. After this, the reincarnated souls ascend to be incarnated into animals. Now, Beor, the father of Balaam, was reincarnated into the vegetable kingdom, but he was not able to proceed in his rectification by ascending into the animal kingdom, because he was so polluted by evil. He was undoubtedly the highest aspect of the impurities in this soul root. So therefore the grandsons, Unas and Umbrus, who were the leaders of the mixed multitude, as is known, as well as the mixed multitude themselves, all wanted him to be rectified. For his elevation would mean an elevation for them. Through this, they would be able to extricate the soul of their grandfather, Beor, from the vegetable kingdom. So they examined and understood through their magic that the only way it would be possible for him to ascend from there would be if they made the Israelites sin. Through this, the forces of evil would be strengthened, and they would be able to extricate the soul of their grandfather, Beor, from the vegetable kingdom. To the sin of the Israelites would be added the fact that the sin would occur through Aaron, the high priest, the Holy One of Hashem. The evil generated by a sin is greater the holier the sinner. For the holier the person, the more divine power he embodies. Added to this would also be the fact that they possessed the same golden plate, inscribed with the words, "Ascend, O ox." In Moses' farewell blessing to the Jewish people, he describes Joseph as an ox, most eminent. His is the power of the ox that is given to him. In Jacob's blessing to Joseph, the same word for ox appears, although in a different meaning, that of a wall. A fruitful son is Joseph, a fruitful son above the evil eye. Daughters tread over the wall to gaze on him. The words for over the wall in Hebrew are alei shur, which if slightly revocalized can be read, ascend, O ox, alei shur. The sages tell us that when Joseph died, his coffin was placed in the Nile River. When the Jews left Egypt many years later, Moses stood at the edge of the Nile and cast into it a golden plate, inscribed with the words, "Ascend, O ox," and Joseph's coffin rose to the surface. In this way, Moses was able to fulfill Joseph's wish to have his bones removed from Egypt and buried in the land of Israel. Obviously, this golden plate possessed great power. By eating this grass, the limbs of the calf became animated one by one. Thus, they devised to make the golden calf, which is also called an ox, with the powerful magic tools in their mouths, which upset the order of the supernal realms. All the powers we mentioned combined together, that of the evil generated by the Jews' sin, that of the magic powers they possessed, that of the holiness of Aaron's, and that of the holy name etched in the golden plate that was used to elevate Joseph from the Nile. This combination produced the golden calf, which was animated by the spiritual life force of their grandfather, Beor. Beor thus ascended from the vegetable to the animal kingdom, and the mixed multitude accepted him as their leader, who would inform them of the future and tell them whatever they would need to know. And all this was possible by the fact that they made the Israelites sin, as we mentioned. The soul of the wicked Beor, which was present in this calf, was who yelled out, saying, "This is your God, O Israel," as our sages have stated. This is also the inner meaning of our sages' statement, that they fed the golden calf grass, as it is written. They made a calf at Horeb and bowed down to a molten image. They made their glory bitter in the form of an ox eating grass. To explain, since Beor was incarnated in the vegetable kingdom as grass, the golden calf or ox ate this grass in order to extricate Beor's soul that was incarnated there. By eating this grass, the limbs of the calf became animated one by one, and Beor's soul thus ascended from the vegetable to the animal kingdom. They accomplished all this through the power of their magic. And this is why they made the golden calf in the month of Tammuz, for that is the last month of the time of reincarnation, ascending from the vegetable kingdom into the level of the animals. And that is the end of our class. Does anybody have any questions? Tomorrow's class at 7 a.m. West Coast time, we will have our morning study of the third Aliyah of Parashat Ki Tisa. At 11 o'clock, we will continue our studies of the book of Joshua. At 4:30, we will have our Deep Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. I bid you all Shavuot Tov and Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful evening. Sleep fast and enjoy it all. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Shalom to all.